As we just heard, the two biggest Palestinian movements, the nationalist Fatah, which governs the West Bank, and the Islamist Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, signed a unity deal. A spokesman for Hamas declared in Gaza that all points of difference have been overcome between the two groups. Well, joining us from Gaza City now is Razi Hamad, who is a deputy foreign minister of Hamas. Mr. Hamad, welcome to the program.
Welcome.
And I'd like to ask you to begin with what has been a major difference between Fatah and your group, Hamas. Ismail Haniyeh, the prime minister of the Hamas government in Gaza, spoke the other day of the Palestinians, and I quote, great hope of bringing to an end the Zionist project in Palestine. About a week earlier, Hamas leader Khalid Mashal said in Cairo that the goal of your movement is a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza with Jerusalem as its capital. Which is it that Hamas seeks, a two-state solution alongside Israel or an end to the state of Israel altogether?
I think there is no kind of contradictions, because maybe people understand that that occupation is a reflection of the Zionist movement. And I think the declaration of Hamas is very clear. We accept a state in 67 borders. This state should be independent, with Jerusalem as the capital for Palestine and the right of return for the refugees. But I think that Israel will not accept this, because Israel reject all the demands of the Palestinian people, because they believe that they have to have a Jewish state and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and no for right of return. So I think that we will still have a big struggle and big disputes.
But just to clarify, if Israel were to accept a two-state solution in which Palestine would be in Gaza and the West Bank and have its capital in Jerusalem, is that an acceptable aim that Hamas is striving for, or is that in and of itself insufficient because there would still be a state of Israel?
Look, we said frankly we accept a state in 67 borders, but the question now should be directed to Israel. We need a clear answer from Israel, because Netanyahu said that we will not go back to the 67 borders, we will not evacuate settlements. So we still the victims of the occupation.
You said recently that by signing this accord with Fatah, Hamas, and I quote you now, became part of the Palestinian legitimacy, that the movement gained legitimacy. The Israelis and others, some others, point to the 1988 Hamas charter very often and say that you should renounce that. And I looked at the document, and at one point it claims that the Jews started the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, both world wars, that they operate in league with the Freemasons and set up the Rotary Clubs and Lions Clubs to do their bidding. Do you think that Western democracies are going to grant legitimacy to people with a document that reads like the paranoid conspiracies of the Ku Klux Klan or the American Nazi Party?
Look, and first of all, I think people should not judge Hamas according to the charter, because many changes happen inside Hamas. But maybe people in United States, in the West, or in Israel, they say, no, Hamas is still as it is before 20 years. No, I think Hamas show a lot of flexibility, and it became more pragmatic, more realistic. Hamas could be a good player in making peace in this region, but please don't use a stick against them and punishment against Hamas.
But people who point to the charter say, well, even if Hamas says it has changed and there's evidence that it has changed, the charter hasn't changed. These are still the declared principles of your movement, aren't they?
No one talk about removal of Israel. We're talking about removal of the occupation. And I think this is, according to United Nations resolution, this is legitimate. For example, my parents were born in Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. We have 7 million Palestinians as refugees living in Lebanon, Jordan, Syria, in Europe, in Brazil, and everywhere. They have no chance to return to their homeland. Is it their destiny to live as refugees forever? And Israel have a right to bring the Jews from South Africa, from United States, from Russia, from everywhere, to live inside the Palestinian territory in settlements in the West Bank? I think it's not logic. It's not fair.
Well, Mr. Hamad, thank you very much for
spending
time with us. It's Razi Hamad, who is Deputy Foreign Minister of Hamas. He spoke to us from Gaza City. And we've also requested interviews, I should add, with a leader of Fatah and also with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.